Yo! What's up, my guys? My gals, welcome back. Everybody go ahead and gather around one more time. I've returned. Today is season 3, episode 706. Hey, nigga, you think I'm listening to you? Well, hell nah, ain't nobody listening to you, man. Gone somewhere. Anyway, yo, if you do, shout out to you, man. Glad you came through. Sure appreciate that, man. And since you didn't know, this is how things go. If you see somebody, man, go and tell somebody, come be a part of something, man. Just make sure you let them know we're a reasonable platform for any and all creators, man, who want to get their voice out there to the people. Should we all gather around here, man, and make sure everybody can reach out to the public, you know what I'm saying? And hell, I do believe, if we all keep working together, man, this right here, this is how we're going to move the culture forward. So go on and join up now and sign up today. Day ones, what's the word? Everybody good? Y'all all right? It's a little bit of work to do, man. We're going to go and get to it how we do. First off, though, everybody, please make sure you go look in the mirror. Get right with you, then come on outside, try to be somebody's friend, employee, Uber driver, or Postmates, or whatever. You just want to make sure you can spread some positive vibes around here, man, and combat all this negative crap. It's a bunch of negative crap going on, man, so we need your reinforced positivity. The fuck is they so mad for, man? This is it, Horace. This is it. This is where Halloween ends. This is where fucking Halloween ends and shit, man. I do appreciate everybody showing up and showing out this entire month. Thank you. As I've said before, I'm gonna try to fix all those cover arts and shit that wouldn't show up and whatnot. So no, don't worry about that though. But we made it. We've made it. This is gonna be a semi outside episode as well. You know what I mean? I'm gonna jump right into some topics or whatnot. You know what I'm talking about? But first off and foremost, man. Salute to everybody. Salute to everybody still rocking with us and whatnot, man. This is the last episode of the month. We done made it. Hells yeah, man. So, I guess we just gonna dive into some things, man. So, what do we got? Okay, so, whatever we motherfucking decide, I guess, it's just gonna, I guess it's just gonna have to be how it is today and whatnot. So, let's all gather around the campfire and close out this month how we're supposed to and shit, man. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be one of them and shit, bro. Today we telling motherfucking stories and shit, dog. These past couple days and shit, bro, even being outside, man, they haven't been, you know, as, they haven't been as fucking positive to me, especially with how it's treating my family, man. You know what I'm saying? It hasn't been kind. It has not been kind. But I guess we just gonna worry about that shit another day. Today though, decent enough time to, you know, look back and reflect and shit like that or whatever, you know what I'm saying? All right, that's what you get. I'm in traffic, I'm still outside. Motherfuckers is hating, niggas is mad, they just salty. I know how to drive. I be pretty much looking at everybody else's, you know, teachings and trainings and shit, but I don't be impressed. You know what I'm saying? I ain't even been too damn impressed with shit, bro. Like, shit's weird. I know I shouldn't be, you know, doing my thing and shit in traffic, but kind of feel like today was going to be one of these episodes anyway and shit, man, where, well, you know, we could get to some shit, but we really shouldn't get to no shit, you know what I'm saying? Because although it is like a semi-trick-or-treaters day and shit, we'll just have to see where we end up and shit. The ground is fucking wet out here. Unfortunately, it did rain earlier, so it's going to make the kids getting out there a little bit difficult. I didn't say it's going to stop them, though. Yeah, I did not say it was going to stop them. Yeah, I trust their asses. It's gonna all work out. It's gonna all work out and shit. far as topics today and shit, bro. I mean, is it ever really a good day for topics anyway and shit, bro? It's like, when I from the hip to shit, the shit is beautiful, you know what I'm saying? I come in here and I try to, you know, remember things and shit like that, boy. This shit, it comes off kind of fake and stuff sometimes. So, I mean, you know, even just the rawness of any damn thing, boy, like, I'm fucking with it, you know what I'm saying? I'm always fucking with it. I'm going to this motherfucking meeting right now. We've been pretty much doing okay and shit. I started this little new thing where I'll get up in the mornings, help one of the homies and shit, get them moving around or whatever. And, you know, I just like the dependability that a nigga got. You know what I'm saying? I done built up this repertoire of being this, you know, trustworthy person or whatever, as far as, you know, even just a ride, as far as just being a ride. That's, you know what I mean? Like, that's something to me. It's something to me and shit, bro. But, you know, somebody always got something negative to say about what's going on and shit, but not I. Look, not I, man. Not fucking me. I feel like I'm providing this service or whatever and shit. So I relish in it, bro. You know what I mean? I'm like, you know, kind of happy and proud or whatever. And niggas is not proud of you. And I was just like, well, it really doesn't matter what the fuck you do. Don't matter what anybody does, because it's going to be what they're doing, and there's always going to be somebody who isn't that fond of you doing it, whether it's because they know it's important to you and you're gonna, you know, get it done or whatever, or it's something that they can't do, or, you know, like, I mean, I don't, when I was younger, I was like, it was like my grandma would say, well, you ain't gonna do nothing but go to work and spend all your money on your friends. And I'm like, well, this was like kind of right before I had kids and shit. She was just like, you know, telling, just giving me pointers and stuff. And I would be like, well, they would do it too. It's like, shit, I'm the friend that has, you know, the job. I will have the money and stuff. So, I mean, you know, what's the problem? Well, the problem is, nigga, the friends will sit there and know that you didn't work 2 weeks and shit, and you got your little $175 check, and will go up there and blow it on their asses. Back then, a lot of stuff was cheaper, and we were smoking dirt. You know what I'm saying? We was smoking dirt ass weed, fucking, you know, eating up all the money or whatever and shit, wasn't saving anything, and being the friend that had the job and shit, bro, I never tried to convince anybody to go to work or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Never tried that shit. It was always, you know, it would have to be their will. It would have to be with something within the fact that they would do and shit. And for a very long time, like, these motherfuckers would criticize me for going to work and shit. You know what I'm saying? Because my work ethic started to change then. As far as, nigga, what I went to work for changed. So it started meaning different shit to me. The money. Nigga, the money started meaning different shit to me. So, all of that, we finna turn up and all of this other shit that used to go on. It's like not even important to me. Like at all. Shit is not important to me at the fuck all. Gotta swallow that pill and just be like, grandma was right. You know what I mean? Like they were trying to use me and shit. Back then I wasn't looking at it like, oh, well, they ain't even got no drive to go get themselves a job to, you know, want to help me turn us up and shit. Like nobody was thinking like that back then and shit. You know what I'm saying? Nobody was thinking like that. That was a long-ass yellow fucking light, dog. Jesus. But yeah, I'd fuck around and let them get away with the shit, bro. I let them get away with that shit. I don't want my kids around friends who don't contribute. I don't want my kids around friends who won't try. And, just trying to make sure that they understand that they, you know, they're going to need some type of fucking guidance. There's a fucking ambulance behind me, man, and this shit is fucking ridiculous. It's like I'm already going as fast as I need to, but it kind of feels like I am finna get away from these people. Gotta get away from them and shit. Everybody's moving and shit. I'm gonna just, take me a different route. And there it is. I knew it. These guys turned their lights on to fucking get past that light, yo. They won't even... Oh, that's some foul shit, bro. Wow. What an idiot, man. Everybody who peeled off to the side to try to get away from this dude and shit, bro. Like, y'all didn't even have to. This asshole just trying to get past the light. What the fuck ever, man. What the fuck ever. Anywho, I guess I'll lay off of the, you know, bum friends and shit. I will continue to, like I said, provide the service and friendship to the one friend from this morning and whatever and shit. But everybody else, even over the years, man, they just grew into the people who, you know, they were going to be and shit. So I guess that's all right and shit. What else has happened? Look, what else has happened? The kids, they were surprised to hear that the uncle that, you know, we were pretty much around all the time is now no longer going to be in the picture, given the, you know, circumstances of his relationship status. His relationship status, to my sister-in-law has changed, so, you know, it's just gonna be a little bit different now. It's just gonna be different now. Shit's fucked up, but yeah, it's kind of fucked up, but I mean, I guess not in all actuality and shit. I'm gonna miss him. I like the guy, man. He's pretty much like me and shit, bro, but you know, it's weird. It's fucking weird, bro. But it ain't nothing. You know, I mean, it ain't nothing. I guess it'll all work itself out and shit, bro. I was very, very fucking surprised. Very, very, very fucking surprised that they actually did call it quits and shit. Weird shit. You know, weirdo vibes to me, bro. But whatever was happening, whatever was going on and shit between them, it obviously was enough to, you know, break those guys up. And I am saddened by the news. You know, they had somewhat of a good relationship to me. But I mean, when we in these times where people be using all these buzzwords like, you know, toxic and fucking, I mean, even really some lovey-dovey bullshit, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, this was a relationship I had the pleasure of, you know, watching and stuff, bro. Like, I was, you know, it was just weird.
It was just weird, you know what I'm saying? They would get dressed to go out. These guys would, you know, they would do their damn thing according to them. They liked the nightlife. They liked, you know, dressing up and shit. They like, you know, they enjoy themselves. You know what I mean? I enjoyed watching them enjoy themselves. You know what I mean? Their split came as a surprise to me because it kind of felt like there wasn't anything that could have gotten in the way of their relationship. But I'm just guessing now. I'm guessing that, yeah, I'm guessing that there was this, this underlying undertone of everything that was already fucking going on and shit. Some shit that I wasn't around to see. There was some under boiling points or whatever and shit, you know what I mean? But it's like, dog, like how well was y'all lie, especially to the kids? Because I listen to the kids, man. And when the kids are fine with certain things that have been going on and shit, man, or they were told certain things, you know, to be expected or whatever, and then everything just flips, man, like, that shit is weird. Very, very fucking weird, bro, but, you know, I guess that's just how shit is. You'd think somebody's doing fine and shit, and then you wait a week or so because you don't want to, you know, I didn't like really being at nobody's house like that and shit, you know what I'm saying? But you wait, you fucking try to tend to and shit, and then you tell the kids that, oh yeah, we're going to your uncle's and your aunt's house and shit, woo-woo, like that and shit, and we get there and there's this whole explanation as to why this man is gone and, you know, his behavior after or whatever. And you just like, fuck, like, I just sat here and told these kids that, you know, they'd fuck around and see their favorite uncle and shit. Like, you know what I mean? The guy's grown on my kids and shit, bro. Well, at first, I mean, you know what I mean? It was like, shit, that was at least something. And now, you talk about being adorable or having some adorable and shit, bro. These motherfucking kids don't know shit about that. Like, nothing. But then again, it's all, like I said, within the chapters within everybody else's motherfucking life. Like, you, bro, boy, we not writing no one else's story. So it's like, that shit's cool. I mean, I guess it is what worked for them. You know what I mean? It's what worked for them and shit. But, you know, I guess we'll just have to, you know, learn to live without him and shit, bro. And he's not even dead. What else we got, man? To spread the positive vibes around yesterday, we're like driving around my entire city. I drove around the entire city, as small as it is. We were listening to that Grease album, and dude, I cannot wait to pretty much get to my next episode. I get to my next episode, and it's gonna be some shit, yo. Because the tunes that we have, bro, like, I mean, they just give off such a positive vibe. There were people looking at us and stuff, and I could tell that they recognized the music and stuff. I mean, even with just the look we were getting and things, bro, like, that shit was funny as hell to me. Because I was like, they wouldn't expect a black guy, dreaded up, to be riding around talking about some, you know, ramalamalingo, you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit was so funny as fuck, bro. So even their their expressions and shit, bro, it told me that, you know, yes, we need to keep moving in this positive fucking way, you know. Man, fuck else we got? I probably won't spend that much time on fucking topics today and shit. You already know what the news is, man. It's fucking Kanye and all of this shit, bro. Y'all know what's going on, bro. Niggas done cut ties with him and shit like that, and he done issued an apology to the George Floyd family. This nigga scared he finna get sued. The family thought they was gonna come up. Everybody using every motherfucking body, man. And it sucks. But what the fuck ever. Excuse me. T.I. thinks that talking about gun control in America is an oxymoron. He might be right. He fucking might be right. The fucking whole country got taken over. I don't even want to talk about that. But he right. It is. It's like one of them, I think you should be quiet. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah. Anywho. Any fucking who. I did not know that Sue Surf was really involved in the RICO. I thought there was some very pretty white lady that came out and said that he ain't had nothing to do with that shit. It seems as if that's a farce. He is definitely involved. But shit, bro. He's a fucking battle rapper, dog. Who the fuck would have thought he'd have something to do with that type of shit, bro? But it's whatever. I guess I'll talk about Lil Zay Osama and shit. I mean, what should I mention about Lil Zay Osama? Lil Zay Osama. They are saying that he's out on $1 million bond, and he's gonna have to kiss some serious ass to make that type of money up, because I don't think he is $1 million artist. Not at this moment. And I ain't say he couldn't become one either, bitches. Y'all just heard what y'all wanted to hear. I heard he borrowed $1 million from a motherfucker. Lil Zay Osama, as rappity as he is, the mood of his music, you know, everybody finna start stepping away from drill any doggone way. Like, it's more shit to rap about than that shit. Ain't nobody gonna be talking shit about their cousins and shit like that. Like how he was. But that little machine gun case, you know, it's still gonna be looming over his head and shit for a while or whatever. But, you know, surprised that he is out, if he is out and shit, you know. I'm thinking anybody that, you know, gets a second chance at freedom or whatever should pretty much try to they should probably pretty much try to, you know, take care of that shit or whatever, and like value it, man. Just cherish that shit a little bit more and shit, man. And then you know, just to, I guess, wrap it up and shit, like Zay, I don't think I meant any harm in saying, like, he was the caliber of artist who should not be borrowing no money from nobody, because you don't want nothing hung over your head and shit. Or maybe he does know his value, and it's in turn devaluing him, because, you know, if you didn't think he was $1 million nigga, which, you know, I honestly didn't think he was, I didn't think that he knew people who would, you know what I'm saying, actually float him the cash or whatever and shit. I know it probably wasn't exactly $1 million bond, but it was, you know, something to the equivalent or whatever. And I'm completely forgetting the fact that, you know, he has been a, you know, a successful solo artist for so long and shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's been out here doing his thing and shit, so, you know, you really shouldn't judge a book, you know what I'm saying? Nigga, shouldn't judge a book. But anywho, what else? Shit. What else can we jump into? It's a there's things going on out here and shit, bro. And like I was saying, I am outside, and I mean, bro, what else is outside? Problems is outside. Ignorance is outside and shit. Entertainment is outside, bro. I just why the fuck I just pull up on one of my boys and shit, Troy. Salute to Troy and shit, bro. And it was kind of, all right, like, okay, so I'm driving, I'm doing my thing and shit, you know what I mean? I can hear screaming though. So I'm thinking something is wrong. You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking I just like ran over somebody's fucking yarn and I'm dragging it or something, because this screaming is just so fucking loud, right? Roll the window down. It's neighbors arguing, it's dogs barking, it's kids in the street. So, of course, yeah, I'm just doing what y'all niggas do. I pull out the phone, I start recording. Then I get to realizing, like, I know these people. Then I look a little closer and I'm like, nah, them my fucking people. Them my people. So I'm like, so what the fuck I'm gonna do? Just sit there and act like that shit ain't going on? Fuck no. Nigga, I pull up over there and shit. I pull up, steal camera on and shit, man. You know what I mean? Just so things wouldn't escalate to a gun level and shit. You know what I'm saying? Because it is kids out there and shit. But I see my other boy. I see my boy pull up and shit. But I'm already there. I'm already, you know what I'm saying? I'm already like that and shit. I'm already on, you know, 10 toes down, boots on the ground. He hop out, I get a little signal and shit. He like, oh man, yeah, that's cuz, that's bro ass and shit. But he all the way down the street and shit is just, he can, you know what I mean? You know, we got these sign languages and shit, so he knew what was up. I motherfucking, I see him and shit, but he's like totally calm and shit. Meanwhile, the family just in the middle of the street, you know, and it's going down, it's going down, it's going down. And I'm just like, man, I already know what he on. So I hit the block. So I could, like, try to, you know, position Blick and shit and get in my position. Come back around and shit. I get out the car or whatever. He was like, man, I knew that was you. I'm like, I was like, nigga, I gave you the sign so you could know it was me and shit. It was like, shit, because I see what's going on and shit. So we out there, you know, just catching up and shit. I'm hearing what the argument is about and shit. You know what I'm saying? Of course it ain't. You know what I mean? The temperament of it or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, of course, women, they escalate a lot of things and shit. And they very loud when they want to be and shit. You know, because, you know, they demand a respect in that instance and shit, right? This fucking car, like, we looking. We on our posts. We on watch and shit. So, nigga, we looking up the street, looking down the street, nigga. We see a nigga pop out the window. We see a nigga pop out the window and sit on the window. And the car just start going fast, really fast towards us and shit. So, bro, like, y'all get down. And all the kids drop to the ground. Me, today I'm wearing very, very distinctive clothing. They're going to know it was me and shit. So, me, I try to, like, duck back behind somewhere and shit. So, nigga, Blick is Blick. You know what I'm saying? Blick blicking and shit, bro. So, we looking at the car and shit, and as they getting closer, they asses kind of like, you know, start smiling and shit and get the cheese and shit. And they pulling out phones. So we like, bro, y'all can't. I'm like, bro, y'all don't see all this action going on and shit. Like, y'all niggas can't do that shit. Y'all almost got that bitch flipped. And man, by the grace of God, niggas didn't just, you know, start booping and shit, bro. I'm just like, man, y'all niggas around here playing and shit, bro. When this, you know, I can pop into the hood at any time and it's going the fuck down, nigga. I don't play like that. I don't play like that. I guess the good thing about it, you know what I'm saying? Niggas don't want to talk about no pistol play and shit, but it's like the good thing about it is like niggas actually saw that I was still there for them. Niggas seen that I was still there for them and shit, bro. So that was motherfucking love, bro. So just wanted to express that, you know, dependability and stuff type of thing, you know. It feels like it's almost maybe time for a break or whatever, but I mean, hell, I know we're gonna, you know, come back, jump right back into some shit, you know what I'm saying? So I ain't really too fucked up about it or whatever. But I will run to a
bathroom break or whatever the fuck. Try to, you know, just get my head back into the game for the, you know, for the rest of the show and stuff. So, you guys, y'all just chill here, man, and I'll make sure I come right back. So, don't nobody move. And won't nobody get hurt, man. Straight up.
Hello everyone, Marley Miyagi here, back with yet another show for you ladies and gents to enjoy. Come join us whenever you have a moment or so as we try and figure out what's inside these boxes here in our new series, Out of the Box, shot by those same old late bloomers chaps and brought to you by Marley Media and Renegade Films. That's Renegade Films. Did you hear me?
And we're back, man. Hell yeah, that's how you do it. You want to punch in, kids? Try it that way or something, man. If you're just tuning in, thank you. I do appreciate that, man. Straight up. Straight like that. You might want to go back if you feel like you missed something. But other than that, I mean, shit, we are still in this damn jam. You know what I'm saying? Chilling and whatnot type shit. Still ghouling with the ghoulings and things. You know what I'm saying? Shit, let's keep this bitch rolling. Let's keep this bitch rolling, man. One of my homies, came up recently or whatever, and I'm proud of him because, you know, money out of nowhere is always good, you know what I'm saying? But it's what you do with the shit. Oh yeah, by the way, today I'm smoking something called marshmallow. That's what it says. Look, that's what it says. Don't argue with me about the name. I don't make them. I don't make the names up and shit, bro. I just buy the shit that looks good or whatever. But, yeah. Fucking, he came up. And I just hope he makes the right decisions. Because there's a lot of shit out here that, you know, could cause a motherfucker to take a different route in life. I think I'm going to say it like that. There's a lot of, you know, variables out here that cause people to, you know, go off track, you know what I'm saying? People be going off track and shit, but I think he's got a, you know, strong enough mindset to where he might do the right thing and shit, bro. So, I mean, can't never, you know, I guess we can't never judge a book. There we are with that shit again, you know what I mean? I've known him for a while though, man, and like I said, I just really hope that he's ready for that responsibility and shit. Because it is a lot. It's a lot. You know what I mean? It's a lot to deal with and shit, bro. Don't ever want to let nobody down or whatever. But I mean, shit. In some cases, you got no choice. In certain cases, you have no choice. Can't be pleasing every dang on body and shit. Like, I already know that. I know we can't please everybody. Don't want to be a friend to everyone and shit. And you most definitely got to take some time for yourself, yo. You know what I'm saying? You definitely got to take time for yourself and shit. You definitely want to, make sure that, you know, you are okay in any situation. In all situations, actually. Yeah. Nobody should matter in your choices, but you. You know what I mean? Nobody should matter in the choices that you make except for you. Unless it's going to greatly affect your family. You know, you don't want to shoot yourself in the foot, so. Yeah. Motherfucking yeah. Just when I thought that this Louisiana Fest was going to have everybody there except for a Drake. Drake makes an appearance. Drake made an appearance at the festival. I guess it took everybody by surprise or whatever. It definitely surprises me because I, you know, with as much success as Drake has had, it doesn't seem like he's actually, you know, done. I mean, much for Wayne. Like, when he was going through his like when he's going through his things and shit like that, as far as the dispute with the label and everything, I kind of felt like, you know, Drake could have spoke up a little bit more. I felt like he came into a shit ton of money and could have, you know, definitely lended his homie a hand and shit, as far as financially or whatever. I don't know what their personal relationship is like, but from afar, that shit kind of looked like Drake ain't really fuck with him, man. Or unless it was like in the contract or something to where those two specifically couldn't do music together or whatever. I don't know if Wayne is feeling comfortable enough around, you know, Drake because of the massive success that he has had. But if I would tell Wayne, you know, in that same breath, my nigga, just all you got to do is, you know, just remember the fact that, nigga, it's because of you. Like, it's really because of you where, you know, dude is where he is and shit. Like, that shit is, it's apparent, you know what I mean? It's definitely apparent that if, you know, Wayne wasn't involved, Drizzy, you know, he wouldn't be Drake and shit. I don't want to think about it as like, you know, Wayne, he pretty much introduced him into everybody into the game. Everybody kind of got the sense of a Drake, you know what I'm saying? They asses would, you know, use him how they saw fit or whatever, and you know, for a while I guess it worked and shit, but man, if I'm being honest, if I'm being honest, you know what I'm saying? Shit, if I'm being honest, bro, I really wasn't I wasn't too sure about those two being homies and shit, you know what I'm saying? It just felt like, you know, it just felt kind of, it felt kind of, you know, ill-proportioned. It felt kind of disingenuous for, you know, Drake to have seen such levels so fucking fast. And, yeah. Just kind of felt a little off, you know what I mean? Just felt a little bit off and shit, that's all. But I guess, you know, I guess we just gonna have to see. Guess we just gonna have to fucking see, man, because if time is telling me anything, it's, you know, these brothers don't be around each other as much. It's telling me that these dudes, you know, with all the, you know, success of the music and things, kind of feels like, I don't know, kind of feels like the, you know what I mean, we can actually see that the student passed the teacher. Yeah, anywho. But yeah, bro, it's weird. You know, you don't really see, you know, the Daniel Suns exploding on the Mr. Miyagis like that and shit, but I mean, it obviously is a thing and shit, you know what I'm saying? It is a fucking thing. But, you know, it's whatever. It's fucking whatever, bro. Niggas gonna do what they can, I guess. So, you know, if he misses a few Louisiana festivals or misses an album or so, you know what I mean? So he's not part of the project, I guess it's not highly, you know, I guess Wayne ain't gonna harp on it and shit. But then the other side of my brain goes, now what if Wayne was actually constantly reaching out to this fucker and he just wasn't being very receptive and shit? See, you know what I mean? I can't sit there and think that Drake was this asshole who, you know, didn't want to be seen with Wayne and shit, or didn't want to have anything to do with him at the time and shit, bro. But, man, the mind wonders. You know what I'm saying? The fucking mind wonders. And my mind wanders, too. So it's like, you know what I mean? You can sit there and tell me they're the best damn friends and shit. It's just public perception that, you know, they're not really fucking with each other like that. That's what it looks like. Just to me. Look, just to me, though. I don't know how it looks to you guys. Some of y'all, you know, y'all are, like, actively choosing not to acknowledge the shit anyway, so there's that. Look, there's that of it. There's fucking that of it, yo. Other than that, I'd say pretty much all the songs that they have together, they're fucking, you know, they are something. The motherfuckers do, they do mean a lot to the culture and shit. People are fucking with it. I mean, you may not be. Look, you may not be. But there's people who are definitely rocking with shit, bro. Definitely rocking with shit. And now, now that COVID is over, now that COVID is over, I would expect for these brothers to, to some degree, show each other a little bit more love in public. That's all. Maybe they'll show a little bit more love in public and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like a Louisiana fest and shit. You know what I'm saying? Anywho, but anywho, what else? What else? Lil Baby says that he regrets dissing academics. I don't know in what sense he regrets it. Like, I don't know if it's because of the amount of fans that academics has. I would counter that by saying, I mean, what, he's the media personality, you are the talent, you're the artist. Maybe you should just do what you do to, like, a TMZ. You just ignore him. You just, what if you would just ignore him? But is this a slight apology, and is a cop being plead? Are there cops being plead? Kind of sounds like it to me. Kind of sounds like a nigga who knows how to apologize but just doesn't want to because of the perception of the public. It's a backhanded ass apology when damn well you and this guy, you had your little spat or whatever. It was a little tiff. You guys had your little tiff, and now, yeah. People just be fucking shit up, bro. People just be fucking shit up. I don't know what kind of difference. I don't know what kind of difference Lil Baby has seen, ever since those two have been going at it. But it obviously was enough for him to come out publicly and address the shit. And that shit's all weird to me, too. It is, because it's like, dude, why not be one of the people in the world who can actually stand on their fucking own? This nigga just did, what, 200,000+ in sales first week? And, we're all rejoicing that and shit. But then what they do the next week? They came right with that Taylor Swift shit. Like, hold on. Blonde hair, blue eyes, skinny. Coming through. And she shitted on his stats. Multiple fucking times. 3 times over. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah, bruh. Shit is weird, man. Shit is just weird. We in a very, very different time nowadays and shit, bro. You get the media personality feeling bigger than the fucking, artist and shit. Get the media personality talking about people who, let him tell it, make less than him and aren't as successful as him and shit. Nigga, it's like, all right, so give us a little bit more about you. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, stop letting these videos tell your story and shit. Because the last video that just told academic story is that, he restrains women. Yeah, that's him. Like, nigga, yeah, that's you. Ain't that you on that tape? Big act. And then you get on your the internet and try to explain it away and shit. It's a lot of people who don't tune into his Twitch. So they still don't know that, he was pretty much stopping the fight. All they seen was the video. All they seen was the video of you know, him manhandling motherfuckers and shit. You know what I'm saying? So that's, you know, that's what they believe. That's what they believe goes on. That's that's you to them. You know what I'm saying? But it ain't nothing though. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely ain't shit. I just was like to myself thinking that, you know, maybe Lil Baby was one of the ones who was gonna actually stand on what he said and shit. You know what I'm saying? But niggas nowadays, in a way, it'd be all for promo and shit, because, you know, once any celebrity is talked about, that is, you know, promotion and shit, because people are choosing to have you as a topic or talk about you as a subject and shit. So, I mean, there's that of the shit. You don't want to say all publicity is good publicity, because it's not, you know what I mean? Nigga could get publicized for fucking rape and shit, and that's, you know, that's publicity, but it's not good publicity. You know what I'm saying? Oh, man, anytime somebody talk about you is good. No, it ain't. It depends on what that conversation is like. And for it to go from, you know, Lil Baby seemingly calling out Academics to Academics after the album, you know, going in on him and shit like that or whatever, is it's crazy. I don't know if Lil Baby heard that Academics thinks that he's the dumbest rapper, but, you know, with moves like these, you know, with moves like these, man, fucking crazy, ain't it? Fucking crazy, ain't it? And now with this Elon Musk shit, I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? I don't fucking care. I don't fucking care. It seems as if not enough people gave enough of a fuck to even, you know, acknowledge the shit, which is how, you know, people should respond to all stupid shit. I mean, just don't give it no energy. You know what I mean? Fuckers ain't got to talk about certain shit. We don't have to fuck with certain people and shit, bro. Like, oh, man, nigga. Like, bro, we good on certain shit, bro. Like, my nigga, we good on certain shit, bro. Like, y'all can keep that shit as far as entertainment for y'all level of entertainment. Satisfactory. But not I, man. You know what I mean? Not fucking I, bro. But it ain't shit, though. Look, it ain't shit, though, man. There is this film that Kyrie Irving has promoted. It's a full body of work or whatever, but it's called Hebrews to Negroes, Wake Up Black America. That's what it's called. And people are calling him anti-Semitic for it. How in the fuck could you, see this film and think that he means anything anti-Semitic? It's just a film showcasing how, you know, black people are the original Hebrews, Semites, Jewish people. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand the confusion. I'm honestly, like, lost in shit, because if the film has been out there and shit, I mean, you know, okay, put it like this. Anything negatively said or any history trying to be rewritten or whatever is anti-Semitic. But you got real governors out here trying to change the history books and leave out, you know, certain very important details of the history of America. That's fine to do, but promoting a film as a basketball player will get you labeled, you know, hateful. I don't think there was any hate involved in what Kyrie Irving had going on. I don't think it was. I don't. I really don't. It was harmless. It was fucking harmless. He was just trying to make you guys aware of something. And again, not nobody cared about the Elon Musk fucking thing. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, just for people to be so outraged at this, it is a clear example of selective outrage. Like, you dickheads, really? Oh my god. I don't get it. Shit, I just don't get it. I swear to god, I don't get it. It's just some weirdo shit to me, man. Whatever. Just whatever, bro. Niggas be knowing what the fuck they doing. Niggas be knowing what the fuck they saying and shit. But yeah. Yeah. What exactly do y'all want from Elon Musk running Twitter? Like, straight up, what do y'all want? Because when you bring certain stats up, like, people been saying nigger online, you know, 500% times more ever since Elon got it. Nigga. Again, not enough people have given a fuck to where it's, you know, deemed anti-African-American. Like, what phrase do we have when people, you know, racist? I mean, that's not a strong enough word. I think anti-Semitic is a strong, like, you, there is examples of what happens to niggas when that word, you know what I mean, when that word is involved. Racist. Although, you know, you'd get the imagery in your head, maybe, of lynchings and stuff like that. We see niggas' whole lifestyle change and shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, with the word rape and shit. Like, niggas, what the fuck did Russell Simmons do? Like, what did he do? Didn't he fucking dip the fuck off that one fucking yoga dude? What did he do? Didn't he dip the fuck off? It's like a lot of these motherfuckers become, like, bro, they'll grow here, make a way here for themselves, and then get criticized for the shit. You know what I mean? Like, that shit crazy to me, bro. And then even then, nigga, you as the audience member, you would sit there and be like, oh yeah, but that gardener over there, he didn't plant those plants right. And y'all will choose to be mad at that rather than, yeah. Yeah, bro. That shit's fucking weird, man. It's just weird. It's just fucking weird. Whatever, though. What the fuck ever, man. Update. We got some updates? We got updates. Fucking Jake Paul beating Anderson Silva. It was by decision and shit. So, I mean, decent enough bout. Decent enough ass bout and shit, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But, anywho. Any fucking who. I can move on a little bit and shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Jadakiss. Jadakiss has the best advice for Kanye, and it's kind of echoing what a lot of people were saying and shit. It's just he won't stay canceled. There is a way for him to, you know, like, crawl back and shit. It's kind of like a Travis Scott thing. I suggested that, you know, nigga stay. I said Travis Scott need to just work on production and be in the credits and, you know what I'm saying, get his money like that for a little while. He kind of was quiet, then he apologized, and he came back. Now it's finna be another Travis Scott show soon. You know what I'm saying? We're heading into next month, too, so, you know, I mean, the tragedy that happened, I mean, people are still going to be bringing that up. We're only a year from it and shit, you know what I'm saying? But Jadakiss says that Ye should apologize to everybody. Straight up, because if I hurt you and I acknowledge it and I try to apologize for it and move on, if you are still harping on that after I've already apologized, not to say that you have to accept my apology or, you know, my sorry isn't sorry enough or whatever. that's how you felt about it. I actually went and did the work and, you know, tried to clear up things and stuff and get it all squared away. But, you know, you're choosing to be angry. You're choosing to be upset. You know what I'm saying? Your ass is, you know what I mean? Your ass is now, you know, choosing to remain in a negative space about the shit. You know what I mean? So, yeah. Look, yeah. This shit is crazy. This shit is motherfucking crazy. But, like I said, it's gonna honestly work itself out. That's what I feel like. It's gonna honestly work itself out. Yeah, it'd be cool. We really been talking about this dude for fucking weeks. I want to say a month, but I can't really say, you know what I mean? I don't want to say it like that, you know what I'm saying? I just don't want to say it like that. But I mean, hell. That's promo for your ass. In our lifetime, we're seeing billionaires be made, billionaires be built, billionaires be bought, and billionaires be sold out. Billionaires get stepped away from and shit. Like, we sees. We motherfucking sees. I saw some pictures of Chris Redd from Saturday Night Live. Bro, he looked fucked up, didn't he? Straight up, he looked like a fucking truck ran over his ass or some shit, man. But, man, it's fucking, I don't know, I want to say it's because of, you know, the temperament of comedy right now or whatever, but I don't know, bruh. Like, I don't know, bruh. Nigga get slapped outside a comedy club, bro. You know, some things to talk about. But I don't really follow, you know, Mr. Red like that and shit. So, you know, I honestly don't even know what he got socked for and shit. You know what I mean? A lot of fucking people, you know, not saying Mr. Red, but, you know, a lot of people do deserve to get punched in their fucking face. You know, a lot of people be playing too much and shit, but yeah. 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 What else? There's some other shit too. Oh, Rihanna. Duh. Rihanna. Rihanna has dropped some new music, but it's in conjunction with the movie Wakanda Forever, Black Panther. Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, that she getting ready to drop. It's big. Last time around, they used Kendrick and The Weeknd, you know, SZA and stuff like that. There was other music to be mentioned as well, but though that kind of like set the tone. You know, that Pray For Me song, bro, that shit set the tone for that movie and shit, and it was good. It's like Sunflower to fucking Miles Morales and shit. Like, that shit just went with it. You know what I mean? They're running up that hill shit with Stranger Things and shit, bro. Yeah, bro. That goddamn Kate Bush, that shit just set the tone. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what it was and shit. Like, it just set the tone and shit. But yeah, though, man, it's just, you know, different shit. Different audiences take how different the audience is, you know, being with certain things and shit. But I mean, fuck. I don't know. Maybe we should move on. I can move on. You know what I mean? What else? I don't know if this is promo, but Krishan Rock and Blueface are now going through something else. Yeah. Yeah. Anywho. I don't want to tell y'all that. Ye, on one hand, apologized to the George Floyd family, and then on the other hand, called the mother, the baby mama of George Floyd's daughter, he called her greedy. I mean, oh no, hey man, you can't tell them people how to grieve, shit. You can't tell them people how to feel and shit, bro. But yeah. Anywho, there is an appeal There is an appeal from Tasha K's legal team that has been going through, right? And it seems as if Cardi B's team, y'all know she owed that woman almost $4 million. Cardi B's team is not trying to hear it. They just want, they want the judgment to be the judgment. You know what I mean? They just, they want the decision of the judge to remain in effect, and, you know, Tasha will have to pay and shit. I don't know where this shit is finna go. I'm way more eager to see how the whole Tory Lanez, Meg Thee Stallion, Tory Lanez thing is gonna come to a head. I'm not really keeping up with the Carl Crawford thing and shit, and maybe I should look into that a little bit more. It's a lot of court shit going on right now to finish out this year. I guess people are just trying to, you know, people just trying to, I don't know, I want to say get back to the music, but it's all been about the music. That's why people are listening so hard and things like that. They want to hear shots thrown and stuff. It's just not looking, it's just not looking good. I just wanted music to get back to a spot where it was, you know, it was about music. I just wanted this to get back to a spot when we're all talking about music, man. This whole, you know, the talent versus bloggers and media personalities coming for the lives and the livelihood of people. Because make no mistake, Pete Davidson can be Charlamagne Tha God's friend, but Charlamagne Tha God does not have to publicly embarrass and make fun of Kanye West and shit. Like, not at all. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't. It kind of seems like, you know, he wanted to make it a point to where, you know, he knew that, well, Charlamagne wanted to make it a point that everyone knew that he wasn't rocking with whatever decision Ye made. From the divorce trolling to, you know, to even just this right here and shit, man, with the attempted cancellation of him and shit, bro. Shit just ain't working how it's supposed to, man. Shit is just not working how it's supposed to. It's definitely not in anybody's favor right now. And shit, like, niggas, this shit ain't favorable. You know what I mean? This isn't the news we want to all report on and shit. This isn't things we want to talk about and shit. Yeah, bro. Yeah. But then again, I'll keep saying that, you know, y'all like walked us here. You know what I'm saying? y'all got us here, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got us here. Y'all got us fucking here, yo. What else? What else? It's other shit, bro. What else? What the fuck else, man? It kind of feels like there's some underlying bullshit going on. Because, you know, I mentioned Pete Davidson and shit. I just kind of think about, like, how he gets himself in certain positions and shit. Like it shouldn't be no news talking about some, he linking up with Tom Brady, ex-wife, and all of this shit. It's like, nigga, why do you want so many people's fucking leftovers? Why do you want, not leftovers, but, like, why do you keep getting with people's exes and shit? Why the fuck do you keep being around these fucking men's wives and shit like that, bro? Like, a motherfucker could really beat your ass for that type of shit, bro, because it's like, nigga, you sat there and you lied and you waited and shit this whole fucking time to try to, you know, wait till I was out the picture for you to fucking try to send a dick picture and shit like this. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, why did, like, that shit is just weird as fuck to me, bro. And then these hoes be gone because a motherfucker, the LaSalle story of a Pete Davidson and shit. But it's like, this nigga is a grown-ass fucking man. He is not a fucking hurt teenager that his dad died and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's not fucking hurt like that. You know what I'm saying? This nigga has been using that fucking storyline and all that shit. You bitch has been finally meeting him and shit and wanting to send your apology and all that shit and giving this nigga some pussy. Sympathy shit. Sucker shit. weak ass Adam and Eve ass shit. Here it is, Adam, the whole motherfucking time right there and shit. Apple's been there and shit. You see what I mean? Bitch, you could have been had you one of them. You didn't need to be coerced and all of this other extra shit. Like, it didn't even take nothing, none of that. Didn't take none of that. Didn't take none of that shit. And you rolls just lay down and spread your fucking legs open. That shit is just fucking crazy as shit to me. Fucking Rat Boy, 6ix9ine. His lame ass. He just broke up with Jay. First thing she do, the first post after, you know, after it was announced and shit, was she made an OnlyFans. Why wouldn't at least half of his fan base want to see her fucking naked? Or post the same pictures that be on Instagram or whatever the fuck. However y'all run it up. But, yeah, bro. Yeah, bro. Anywho. Look, any fucking who. I'm just really fucking, you know, I'd be surprised, bro. Like, y'all surprise the shit out of me a lot of times. A lot of fucking times. So look, a lot of fucking times, bro. But it ain't nothing. Y'all motherfuckers will learn. Look, y'all niggas will learn, bro. YSL, bro. YSL is still a thing that's happening. It's still a thing that's going on right now and shit. And, yeah. Yeah. This shit is crazy. Look, it's crazy. Anywho though, how long do y'all asses talk to a person? How long do y'all talk to a person? Like, how long do y'all conversate and try to woo and, or try, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I guess I can't explain it. How long do y'all try to get with a person? How long do y'all try to get with a person? If you basically starting to feel like it's not going anywhere and shit, wouldn't your ass stop? You know what I mean? Wouldn't your ass, like, understand it's not going anywhere and shit and just, like, try to go fish again in the sea? No? Guess not. Look, guess not. But it ain't shit, though. I guess we most definitely gonna be able to tell within the years coming and shit, bro. Within the years to come. Weeks to come. Anywho. Whatever, though. I just figured out that Juel Santana made his sneaky ass way back to Vlad TV and shit, bro. Them's the vibes. Look, them's the vibes motherfuckers be needing and shit, bro. Midnight. Midnight by Taylor Swift. Midnight. It's number one. It's fucking number one right now. Hang on, I gotta get this call. Okay, so, show's over. That call was important. Y'all know I don't be doing this shit. I'll be back in the next couple days. Today's done. Day one, just over with. I'll be back. Make sure y'all slide back on me and stuff. If you're new, shout out to you. Appreciate you and shit. I'm completely sorry. But I'm gone. Hey, nigga, you think I'm listening to you? Boy, fuck no. You know what the fuck that fucking phone call was just about, nigga? Show ass out of here. Ain't nobody listening to you. Bitch ass song. All right, y'all. Yep.